Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchus Mezuzah, and we're discussing placement of the mezuzah. And now we're looking at Siman Yud Zayin. But in Siman Yud Zayin and in Siman Yud Ches, the Chayodim is going to deal with the issues of placement on the right or the left. How do we place a mezuzah? So the first point that the Chayodim says is that the preferred that you must place the mezuzah on the right, going the right side. The right side of what is going to be the challenge. So let's see that first piece of Chayyadim, and then we'll discuss some more details. We're looking at Siman Yud Zayin towards the end. So the law is that you have to put it on the right side of the person going in. If a person puts the mezuzah on the left side, the law is that that is possible. There's no difference if this person is a even if he's a lefty. Even if all the members of his household are all lefties, and the Gemara actually talks about there's a person who's a left footer. Besides being a left hander, he's also a left footer. The Gemara discusses in regards to the laws of chalitza that there's a person who will start off with the left foot as opposed to a person who starts off with the right foot. So that means he's a left footer. He gives preference to his left foot. So even over here, even the person who is a left footer, which means he has precedence to his left foot, the halacha is you still go put it on the right, not on the left. We don't look at these individuals. The dafka b'tfilin, shem chavis haguf, azinim basra dinei b'tfilin, which is dependent on each person. So we define it by the individual, whether he's a lefty or a righty. Mashen kin b'mezuzah. We follow the primary yamin as opposed to this yamin which this individual has. So we're going to give the precedence to the primary yamin. Now, the reason why we follow yamin is it says, the way that your person is going in. So that would mean, since the person normally is oiker his right foot first, therefore the person goes in more first towards the right and then towards the left. The right foot goes first. So we could have thought, that's what the Chayyadim is pointing out, that that's incorrect, that therefore a person who walks in with his left foot first, for him his derech bia, his derech of kenisa, is with his left. So you're saying that that's not true. Okay, so we know right now that the first issue we define is that the way the person's going in, it should be on the right. Now, comes the Chayyadim and says that there are other criteria which we're going to use to define the definition of derech, what's called derech yamin. So the first question is, which way do you enter more? So if I have a doorway which is primarily used for going in, so I would put it on the right side of myself going in. If I have a doorway which is actually primarily used for going out, so that's going to be an interesting question. What is the halacha in the situation? Let's say you have a person has a backyard which is not accessible from the outside. It's only accessible through the house. So the only way you can get to the backyard is by going through the house into the backyard. Do you put it on the right side going out to the backyard? Because that's how you go into the backyard. Or do you put it on the right side going into the house? That's the derech. That's the derech of kenisa to the house. So that's one example where we have this challenge. We're going to have a second consideration, which room is considered our primary usage. So we have a flow of traffic which goes from room A to room B. Which one is the primary usage would we convey a decision of what's called derech kenisa. And the third issue, which we use, is something called Heckard Seer, which way the door opens into. Normally, the assumption is that the door opens in. That's called going in. Even nowadays, most houses, the door is open inside. There is a legal law by public buildings that has to open out. It has to open outwards, so people should not get trapped inside in case of a fire, etc. But in general, most homes, the doors open in. So that's called Derech Kenisa, the side that when you're walking in, when the door is opening in, so that's going to be the room which is considered the going in, and you'll put on the right going into that onto that side. So those are the definitions which we use in halacha. So how do we apply those rules? Which one gets precedent, etc.? So that's what the Chayyadim is going to deal with in Siman Yud Ches. And tomorrow we will go through Siman Yud Ches and discuss those halachas. Have a good day.